Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. A friend of mine, an experienced and highly regarded researcher as well as clinician, told me about a discussion he had that included individuals involved in the marketing of products for animals, as well as those who developed those products and those who did the basic research that led to those products, among others. In the course of casual conversation, one of the marketing people said to my friend, "What we need is another one of them behavior pills." Naturally, my friend couldn't come up with any kind of intelligent reply to a statement like that. But it was a good example of Field of Dreams marketing. As the pet market has grown to its current multi-billion dollar status, more and more people have wanted their cut of that very large pie. Consequently, Field of Dreams marketing, the idea that if you build it, if you make it, if you produce it, the customers will be there, has become more prevalent. As best I can, I keep track of new products in the pet-related market, although I have to admit that they arrive at such a fast and furious pace, I can't cover them all. However, recently I did read an article about a patent that was published by a large electronics division, not normally associated with pets, for a product that will explain why this is true. The company has proposed the building of a drone to police up pet animals. The patent includes dogs, cats, birds, and other animals. Right away, we know we're dealing with people who don't know much about animals. Anyone who knows anything about cats or dogs knows that if you put a dog or a cat in a house with a drone without human supervision, all kinds of interesting things could happen that have nothing to do with the monitoring features on that piece of equipment. For me, it's hard to imagine anyone using the word cat and drone in the same sentence, unless they also put death to drone in that same sentence. Based on my experience, I would say that most cats would consider a drone an incredible toy, an incredible source of environmental enrichment, comparable to a flying bird. And the cats would want to get that drone. And they would run across shelves, and they would knock things over, and they would climb curtains. I'm not sure that most owners would appreciate this. There are also some dogs who would go after that drone too, and they would bark and they would carry on. Now, if you look at things that are proposed for this drone to do, you can see that we kind of have a sequence here that is a technologically self-fulfilling prophecy. Because let's say that the dog does bark. Well, the drone is going to have a training function. And if the drone detects the dog barking, the drone could, for example, yell at the dog, or the drone, wirelessly connected to the electronic collar on the dog, could discipline the dog, which is a nice way of saying shock the dog. The drone also would have temperature sensors to make sure that the environment wasn't too hot or too cold for the animal. Okay, I can see this in really temperature-sensitive animals like tropical fish or some tropical amphibians or reptiles, perhaps. But I don't think you need something as elaborate as a drone to monitor that, unless you're the kind of person who has amphibians or reptiles roaming loose in your home. And naturally, like how many other electronic devices out there, the drone would dispense food. I don't think trainers have anything to worry about from this drone. I think those who do work like I do can look forward to an uptick in business if this thing ever makes it to market. I can see a lot of freaked out dogs and cats that this product could generate. I'm sure those who have birds and who do bird behavioral work can think of places where this would freak out a lot of birds too. It's possible that such a product will generate a slice of that multi-billion dollar pie for its creators, and the fallout might even create a tiny little slice in that multi-billion dollar market for those of us who deal with behavioral problems. But in the overall scheme of things, it strikes me that this particular Field of Dreams product, with its inadequate knowledge of animals behind it, is nothing more than a field of doo-doo marketing strategy.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.